Low-income Delawareans and their advocates are calling on President Biden and state lawmakers to take strong steps to address systemic poverty and the impact of the pandemic on those struggling most in society. WHYY's Chris Barrish locked in on a recent Zoom meeting.
Kathleen Sturgis loved her job linking people with social services, but she came down with diverticulitis in the fall and lost her job. Now her modest savings account is gone.
At this time, I'm the one that needs help. So I've had to reach out to organizations to help pay my electric bill. Now I'm looking at how am I going to pay my rent. It's a struggle from one minute to the next.
Sturgis is among more than 400,000 Delawareans, more than 40% of the population, struggling financially, according to the Delaware Poor People's Campaign. The state campaign is part of a national movement. Charito Calvacci-Mateco is one of its leaders and says a minimum wage of at least $15 an hour is a paramount goal.
Minimum wage is not what we need to be, but we have to be there. It should be 22 in order to have a life with dignity, without the psychological and mental worries of a person that shouldn't be in that position after working so hard.
She says President Biden can help make his home state of Delaware a national model.
He has to have the pride to make this tiny little state the best that he could make.
Biden is pushing a $15 minimum wage, but says it likely won't survive in his COVID relief package. Some state lawmakers are also pushing an increase from the current $9.25 an hour. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barrish, WHYY News.